Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
How does history shape the lives of families for generations? On this episode of This Week in America, I welcome back Dr. Antonio Montalban, author of The Ultimate Quest, an ambitious historical epic spanning five generations of Filipino history, identity, struggle, and resilience. Set during the final years of Spanish colonial rule in the Philippines and continuing through revolution, war, and post-colonial transformation, The Ultimate Quest explores how the past echoes through families and nations alike. Blending rich historical detail with emotionally powerful storytelling, Dr. Montalban creates a sweeping saga about freedom, belonging, sacrifice, and the enduring search for identity. Drawing from his own extraordinary life journey, from growing up in the Philippines during the aftermath of World War II, to serving as a colonel, urologist, and flight surgeon in the United States Air Force, Dr. Montalban brings authenticity and depth to his unforgettable novel. And back with us on This Week in America, Dr. Antonio Montalban, author of The Ultimate Quest. Doctor, welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to be able to talk with you again.
My pleasure, sir.
I am really looking forward to the conversation about the book, The Ultimate Quest. Your story, as I mentioned very briefly, is extraordinary. Growing up in the Philippines during World War II, serving as a urologist, flight surgeon in the U.S. Air Force, how do those experiences shape your perspective as a writer, especially a writer of this book, The Ultimate Quest?
Well, actually, the start of this story actually is very, very hard to interpret because it began, first of all, many years ago when I started to write my own personal affairs and all that. But then somebody looked over my initial writings, and my wife, who is my co-author, actually looked at it and says, nope, that will not pass. And so I had to change the civic committee. It will be best if it'll be about the story of somebody else, and I can use my experiences as the transformative impact of the of this sphere of the of the narrative, if you will.
Yes.
Just before my yes, now that's what it is. But no. I've been writing short stories ever since I was in high school, because that was part of our assignment. And I never published any of them, but they were all written up in our school manual. And that's what it was.
Well, you've done an excellent job in this book. You bring history alive, tracking five generations. The book is The Ultimate Quest. The author is our guest on This Week in America, Dr. Antonio A.B. Montalban. That's M-A-T-A-B-A-N. The book available wherever books are sold. You'll find a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What inspired you to write The Ultimate Quest, and why did you choose historical fiction as the genre to tell this sweeping five-generation story, going back and tracing the history of five generations? Why did you decide on historical fiction?
Well, again, the historical fiction is just because of the fact that initially I was planning only on writing short stories about it, because I'll tell you what, how that inspired me to write down. I had nothing else better to do. I was retired from service, and then my wife fell ill, and I had to help assist in her care. And I stood by her almost day in, day out. And what else was I supposed to do except to keep my hands and my brain going and all that? So I thought let me talk about them. Write something about my past, and just for my own recollections and all that. And that's all the beginning of it. And it was all actually because of my wife's critical statements regarding the initial impact of the initial write-up, that she said, no, it will not pass. It will probably be better if you write it for somebody else's and you can use your experiences as part of the narrative, and that might be helpful. And that did. As a matter of fact, it took us almost 5 years to finish it.
I can imagine with all of the detail, the characters that you richly develop, the scenarios that they go through. I imagine there was extensive research that went into the book, The Ultimate Quest. It's all based on true facts, historical fiction, based on what had happened at the time. The book spans from the Spanish colonial era to post-colonial Philippines. What was the biggest challenge in weaving together real history with fictional storytelling? That's a broad time period that you had covered there. What were the challenges?
Well, the challenges was trying to recollect all of those details that I had experienced and I've seen and all that. Now, for instance, why did it start? Why did this start during the tail end of the Spanish period? It was just because of the fact that my great-great-grandmother, I was 106 before she died, was one who gave me some influential talks about her past, her being a daughter of a Spanish general soldier who was married to a Chinese mestiza, if you will, half-breed. And that was the beginning of all of that. And because of the stories that she talked about, I said, well, maybe it would be best to just start it from there and go on right then. Why did this continue on to culminate into such an extensive and expansive history of my own background? That's what it is.
And people who study history, we get history in very generalized terms. You take it and you put it into the personal, you put the personal story in there. So we have a feeling like we're sort of there with the characters as they go through what they go through, all the different transitions during this five-generation period. And it's interesting, each generation faces its own unique challenges. The book is so well written and so reflective of that time, five generations over history. The Ultimate Quest is the name of the book. Your novel deeply explores Filipino identity, resilience, the impact of colonialism. What do you hope readers, especially younger generations, take away about Filipino history and culture? What do you hope the takeaway is?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just their curiosity on what the Filipinos are, you know, and how they began and why they have extended into such a state of other minds and the political state and all that. You know, that is the only interest that I thought I could generate for possible readers and all that. Now, youngsters today, for instance, are always curious, and it was just no more different than when I was at their age and I was in high school, at which point I wrote short articles and short stories, and all of them fictional. And the same way, youngsters today, as a matter of fact, my grandson, who possibly read part of it at one time, thought it was a point of curiosity on his part that made him read the book.
Well, it is such a fascinating read, and you take us through history, as I mentioned, the five generations that you talk about and highlight in the book, The Ultimate Quest. Our guest is Dr. Antonio A.B. Mataban. That's M-A-T-A-B-A-N. Book available wherever books are sold is Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was the most rewarding part of completing The Ultimate Quest for you, and what did you personally discover or learn during the writing process? As you were researching and writing, did you learn something about Filipino history?
Well, the only thing that I didn't even expect this book to go this far. As a matter of fact, I thought maybe I can just publish it and then just let it go, you know, go floating into the air of fiction. and all of a sudden I'm getting all of these calls and whatever and promotions and all that. That's the thing that sort of kind of intrigued me, if you will, in the sense that I never envisioned it to go this far.
Well, it's an amazing work that you've done. The high school writing that you did has paid off in this book, and the more important lessons it's imparting on the readers during this period. I mentioned before research. How much research did you have to do besides what was in your recollection, maybe in your personal notes? What kind of research did you do? It's a historical fiction, but it's based on accurate, truthful events. What kind of research went into this?
Nothing special. It is all mental research, if you will.
Yes.
As I did, yes, like, for instance, I keep telling you about how my great-grandmother had told me about the history of her background, how she came to be, and all that, and her husband, a former Spanish soldier at the same time, who unfortunately was killed during one of his campaigns in southern Philippines. But, you know, it was one of those things that you never can, you know, you thought it was going to be a fictional situation, but then by adding more factual situations or events, that might spice it up, if you will. And that's exactly how I just thought about it.
Let's talk about your background in coming to the United States with your wife to further your study of urology. Talk about why you decided to come to the United States, and you and your entire family have been literally giving back since you've been here. You've been involved. I mentioned military. Your wife has been involved, receiving numerous awards. All of your sons have been involved in the military as well. Talk about the trip to the United States and what being here has meant to you.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. After I graduated from medical school, and then I had my residency at one of the Air Force, United States Air Force Base hospitals, which is stationed over in the Philippines. And that was initiation into the American way of life. Had a lot of influence, but not necessarily the greatest impact. And then after I finished my residency, I practiced my art in general practice and general surgery for about 4 years before I have decided that we needed a urologist in my home province. So I applied for a training here in the United States, and I was accepted in New York. And after my 4 years of training here in the United States, instead of going back, I was asked to say stick around for a while and take my license for the state of New York, New Jersey, and other states. And then eventually, I was convinced to start a practice instead when I had my license. Well, why don't you practice here in the United States? And that's it. So that's it. I practiced over in Long Island, New York for about 4 years. But why did I go to the service? Well, I'll tell you one thing is this. Since we thought that we owe this country something very special for having allowed us to stick around here, well, maybe we can stay for a while then, pay back by joining the service for about two or 3 years, which was the fundamental requirements at the time. And over a period of less than a year, my wife fell in love with the service. And she said, why did you go stay in as long as they will let you stay? And so that's how we did. And I tell you one thing is this. It was a fantastic adventure for all the family because of my three boys. They're all also intrigued. And they decided that they would like to join the service when they were grown up. And that's exactly what it was. And that's how they became veterans like I am. And but why did I stay, retire with them? Well, just because of the fact if I cost my time, for a certain period of time, why not use it and use it throughout my time of when I could be retired. I was given an exceptional, time to replay, to retire beyond my 1 year, beyond my so-called mandatory retirement age.
Yes.
I was very lucky.
Well, what a remarkable career that you've had and continue to have with your writing. The book is The Ultimate Quest. Dr. Antonio A.B. Mataban, our guest, that's M-A-T-A-B-A-N. Book available wherever books are sold. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a few minutes about what life was like for you growing up in the Philippines, the early years and what you went through. What was it like for you growing up there?
Well, let me tell you what it is. I happen to have a rather, a gifted childhood, if you will. My parents were teachers, both of them, and they taught me a lot, both at home, and I learned a lot in school as well. And they were actually the ones who molded me into a more or less a go-going young man, and in spite of the fact that I have a brother and two sisters who were born after me. But it was just because of my parents' determination to ensure that when I would achieve or when I grow up, I would be a responsible individual. And my grandparents were like that. They were basically always consistent in their so-called disciplinary, not physical disciplinary, but mental disciplinary activity with me. Yes, and that's my fact. Especially my grandmother. My grandmother was a loving woman, and I'll tell you one thing: is that when every time we visited with her, because my parents were teaching in another town, and my grandparents were in our old hometown. And when we visited with them, I actually spent my time with my grandma all the time. And when my great-great-grandmother was still alive, I was about 6 years of age, before she died. I spent all my hours that I could with her, because in spite of the fact that she was blind for about 20 years, she had such a very sensitive hearing that she could actually identify my footsteps, identify me by my footsteps going through the door. And she was that good, and she was the one from who gave me a lot of the historical events that happened in the family. Well, especially during the so-called Spanish-American ordeal, at which point her husband died because of that. But anyway, that whole background has always molded me into thinking that maybe something eventually, more unconsciously, will eventually happen. And here we are.
Yeah, and the end result of that is The Ultimate Quest, the book written by our guest, Dr. Antonio A.B. Mataban. Talk a little bit about the turmoil that the country went through. We sort of maybe overlook that or forget that. And going back and following the five generations, we understand the war, the transition, all of the periods of turmoil that the country went through. The Philippines really went through a transformational process during these five generations, didn't they?
Well, I'll tell you what, because there's, at the end of the Spanish regime, when the Americans started, you know, you've got to give the American system credit for instilling a different kind of governmental attitude. The Spaniards have always ruled the country and always have been very, very firm with what they wanted. I know that because of the fact that they still carried some of that process even after the Americans already had stayed there, only because the fact that it's a habitual adaptation, if you will, that you cannot just forget and just continue on. During the Spanish times, before that, if I look at some of the historical write-ups of all the Philippines before the Americans came over, Spain really have molded a country of native people into somebody whom you might consider to be fully in tune into political civilization, if you will. And then after the Americans took over the country, we have acquired a tremendous amount of peace because of the fact that they have upgraded our educational system, the marketing system, and even the political system, as a matter of fact. That's why we have, for the first time, the Philippines had a president and a vice president, and also all figured out after the American system, and very, very close to that. Now, the worst turmoil, however, was during the Japanese occupation, at which point we really suffered an enormous amount of difficulties. And for 4 years, the Philippine government was down. It was under suppression, and it was all ruled by the Japanese government until eventually they were thrown out when the Philippines was liberated. But before that, the Philippines was promised by the American government a sense of independence after 40 years of occupation. And this happened in 1946. And we became independent, and we have sustained our own method of political system as well. But just the same, we still acquired some of the American methods of independence and thinking and all that. And that's how it is.
Talk a little bit. We've got a few minutes left here. I'm interested in the impact that history has had on family and legacy and feeling belonging. What impact has history had on families? How important is this to family and unity and understanding who you are and where you came from?
Well, the thing is that you have a sense of liberal thinking. And that's the one thing that we acquired from American system of to develop your own personal independence, if you will. They brought in such a system of behavior that it was impossible to ignore them because of the fact that they were all acceptable. Except for a few maybe, but they were all acceptable. And besides that, the liberating forces were actually a phenomenal group of people who treated you human
yes.
as possible. And that's the thing that really has molded us to assume, if not duplicate, a similar attitude, if you will. And that's how it is. Although we still say, what's interesting is this, that in spite of the fact that, however, we still bring along some good old Spanish behaviors and habits. But just the same, we are always thinking more, these were all suppressed by the American enterprising method of behaviorism. That's what it was.
We've got just about a minute or so here at the end. I'd like to talk about the impact that this book has had. It's been presented internationally at book fairs. It's receiving rave reviews. People are understanding things about the Philippines they really didn't know or took for granted or overlooked as they studied history and looked back on it. What's this been like for you in presenting this? I understand you didn't start out for this grand saga. It sort of evolved as you were writing it. What's it been like for you to be able to take five generations of your heritage and explain it in a way that really is moving and informing people?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's almost like a spontaneous event, a spontaneous recall of everything,
yes.
that's taken place. And none of us ever thought about at the very beginning, but as I was writing, gee whiz, I said, maybe this will be, that will be, and that's how it got to be. And but basically, I had translated into my own personal experiences, only written in the third person.
Well, it's a remarkable job that you've done, as I say, receiving rave reviews, blending historical accuracy with storytelling. The book is The Ultimate Quest. The author, our guest, Dr. Antonio A.B. Montaban, that's M-A-T-A-B-A-N. Book available wherever books are sold. We've got his Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, it is always a pleasure having you on the program and getting your input and what life was like during the five generations of great transition for the Philippines. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, I'll tell you one thing is this. There's only one thing I'd like to add is the fact that I forgot to add my co-author, who is my wife of 63 years, and her name is Lourdes Patre de Vera Mataban. And she was a teacher, an English teacher, and she was the one who molded some of the sentences and all the articles that I've written. And I do thank you very much for allowing me to express myself.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here, and your wife did an excellent job. It's nice to have an English teacher side by side as you're writing to guide you through and to get everything correct. And the book is so well written. It's The Ultimate Quest. I'd like to thank Ink Start Media for arranging our conversation today, offering both publishing and marketing services and packages. You'll find them at inkstartmedia.com. You're listening to This Week in America. If you follow us, you can do it on 28 podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, many more, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and others. While you're there, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.